Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature that highlights developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Today we give you a roundup of projects conducted in sections of St. Elizabeth. Several infrastructure projects valued at over $18 million are being carried out in St. Elizabeth under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP. The projects include the construction of the Junction Bypass at a cost of $4.9 million and patching of roadway leading to the Top Hill Primary School costing $924,000. A $3 million patching project is also being carried out along sections of the Logwood Main Road.
These works that we have been doing, especially the road works, include bushing along the verges and cutting of overhangs on the roadway. We usually do formation and scarify the roadway, then we prime it, and of course we complete the works with paving using asphalted concrete.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison. A $10.1 million box culvert constructed along the Big Woods Main Road is the most recently completed project in the parish. The box culvert was put in place after the previous structure was destroyed. Mr. Morrison says the initiative is welcomed by residents.
The people are very happy with that, the construction of that, because the box culvert that was in existence before was destroyed. People have had a difficulty in traversing that corridor. So now that it has been rebuilt, it has reopened the corridor, and a lot of persons and a lot of traffic usually traverse that area. So it has been welcomed by the residents, and they have said this to us that they're very pleased with what we have done, and they hope that we can do projects in other areas of St. Elizabeth close to where that project was completed recently.
Mr. Morrison says the project is expected to provide ease of travel for residents, most of whom are farmers.
Importantly, we have had tremendous feedback from residents in these communities. Farmers are very happy with the work that we're doing because it means that they have good roads to go to the fields which they undertake cultivation, and they can bring out their produce to get it to the markets.
He says the projects carried out in St. Elizabeth have had a positive impact on residents.
People in general are satisfied because there are better roads to traverse from home to their workplace, the church, the school on, and motorists are also happy because better roads reduce operating costs and travel time, and they don't have to do as much work on their front ends as they will tell you.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison. State Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan, has expressed satisfaction with the pace at which the projects were carried out.
Quality work have been done, and therefore we are very happy and pleased that the $10 million was stretched to even fix up schoolyard.
Mr. Azan says several projects are in the pipeline for other sections of St. Elizabeth under JEEP. These include the mountainside to Watchwell Main Road to be repaired at a cost of over $100 million through funding from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the TEF. He says work will also be carried out on the Magoty to Eldersley Main Road and the Moko to Anchovy Roadway. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among Jamaicans of lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.